Gillian glanced over at the rapidly increasing length of lace coiled on Betsy's lap. "You're so very clever with your hands. I've thought about learning to knit, but I'm afraid your work would put my efforts to shame. You've employed your time at the piano much better, to be sure." Just then, the brougham slowed abruptly and then came to a stop. The two young women braced their feet on the floor to avoid being thrown forward. "Oh, bother," Gillian said. "Why are we stopping? We're in the middle of nowhere." The knitting needles ceased their perpetual motion. Betsy's eyes widened. "Perhaps it's a highwayman." Gillian patted her arm. "It's nearly the 20th century, so I don't suppose highwaymen exist anymore." "No, I imagine a broken tree branch has fallen across the road. We'll be on our way momentarily, as soon as George removes it." When a pistol shot rang out, both women flinched. Moments later, the carriage door was flung open and a strange man appeared. A kerchief covered the lower half of his face, and he brandished a British bulldog revolver. Betsy shrieked. Although Gillian was shaking, she lifted her chin. "What do you mean by this intrusion, sir?" To Gillian's shock, the man lurched into the carriage and grabbed her by the wrist.
"You're coming with me, miss."
"I most surely am not. Unhand me, blackguard." Although she tried to twist away, the highwayman hauled her from the carriage and into the road. From the driver's seat, George was hunched over, clutching his shoulder.
"Don't touch my mistress," he managed.
The robber gestured toward the young man with his pistol.
"Stay where you are, unless you want the next bullet in your heart."
Betsy started to climb out of the brougham, but the robber shook his head.
"You're to deliver the ransom note."
He tossed a crudely written missive at the maid, even as a look of confusion twisted her features.
"But I thought I was to go with..."
"Shut up,"
he said, pointing his gun at Betsy. "Don't you dare hurt her," Gillian exclaimed. The man chuckled.
"You should be worried about yourself."
He fired another bullet into the air over George's head.
"Drive on!"
Startled at the loud noise, the horses backed up. The wooden rear wheel of the carriage rolled over the robber's foot. In the next moment, the horses changed direction and bolted. The man dropped his grip on Gillian's arm as he hopped on one leg, reeling off a litany of curses. Without hesitating, Gillian picked up her full skirts and ran into the woods on the far side of the road. A desperate glance around revealed no place to hide. Although her bottle green travelling suit blended with the foliage, the trees were too slender to offer refuge.
"Stop, or it'll be the worse for you."
A bullet whistled overhead and sent a spray of bark into Gillian's path, but she was undeterred. "I'm not a sea captain's daughter for nothing." Her boots squelched in the muddy leaves as she ran. Determined to evade her captor, she darted around trees and bushes. Branches plucked at her sleeves and hat, and raindrops blurred her vision. Moisture soaked into her clothes, making her progress even more labored. Worse, her corset wouldn't allow her to take a deep breath. A sharp cramp in her side finally forced Gillian to pause. A crashing in the woods nearby startled her into tripping on a felled branch. Moments later, her pursuer yanked her upright and slapped her across the face.
"That's for the trouble you caused."
His kerchief slipped with his efforts. Although her eyes stung with tears, Gillian peered at him.
"I know him,"